There were two brothers named Grimm.
You disloyal, fool-ass, bitch-made punk.
Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be...
Buzz! 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 Buzz!
You jump through all the same, and that's why I'm searching to be a part of what we need on the punk rock community. You take the chances here as you take them to the perfect stitches on air. But don't you dare for quit, she answers everything that you announce. She's not a girl, she is a thought, she's an idea. And I feel that you won't ever get to the play with your make-believe in an event. She's on the ground, plus I hit a hit with coconut. I think I might have done to you like this is a tune of fear inside of some new rock girl saying I don't know shit ahead. You know you care enough to send the very shittiest of gentlemen. And ladies have a seat and allow me to repeat that you're stupid on my world. And your stupid comments may well be justification for a beating. But pick them up. Not bad, and come on. Boy, we're prohibited. And shut your fucking mouth. Don't go to Easter out. Whoa. And over, pop it up. Destroy, got spaceship Earth. Dilute and play.
Bye. fucking haters.
Anarchy!
I don't even know what that means, but I love it.
Shred into the apocalypse. The beginning of April 2021, right here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast on podunkradio.com. Like always, still the same old shit each and every day. The fake media, fake social media. Old Michael Rapaport got shredded by Kevin Durant. Rapaport did, he like completely hated on Trump to the extreme where it was like pig dick this and pig dick that. I'm like, okay, we get it. But it's funny how tides turn when Trump's not in office anymore. Now and everybody's thinking of a reason to hate on Rapaport or whatever. You have to pay like $10 a month to listen to Rapaport's podcast. Over here, you get the Bros Grimm for free. And believe it or not, social media nowadays, it's a bunch of fake shit. It's like, I'm at the age where, like, if you had a B movie, you'd be like, no, this movie freaking sucks. And that's basically what social media is nowadays. We started out with Screeching Weasel's The Last Janelle. Love that song. So F off. Off of major label debut 1998. Eel before that did Brainless off of their split with Piss Bath, the 7-inch split with Piss Bath, 2014. Good old 7 Seconds. Reno's 7 Seconds did Committed for Life off of their Committed for Life 7-inch. And that's crazy that was NOFX, like, first gig out of town was with 7, opened up for 7 Seconds in Reno. That's crazy. Now, I wonder the accents didn't get very far. And we close it off with So Threat did FTW off of Hate and Love LP 2019. Here's a brand new one from Baltimore's Piss Charge. They're going to do How Long off of Incubation Period from Noise as Freedom Distro.
Oh,
all of you fucking surfers, you goddamn nerds. I'm just kidding. We're all part of the tribe.
So blatantly stupid. He's a punk, he's a dog, he's a pig, he's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Play that 90s punk like literally all the time, and it would take like 5, 15, whatever episodes before everybody would be like, oh, I could just put my phone on shuffle and get the same shit. If you want to go check out the Bros Grimm set list, go over to brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com, and we're on iTunes as well. Just close that last batch of songs out with AFI. Yes, we haven't heard from them in a while. They did Cruise Control off of Very Proud of You, 1996. Artificial Peace before that did Warpath off of Complete Sessions, 1981. Discord Records. I did a couple Pissed Off Records releases again. That was Pissed Off Records 80. Abuso did Air off of their self-titled 2019. Before that, Pissed Off Records 39, Sadist did Beauty Fades off of their Blood Song demo, and Shadow of the whatever 2017, and Piss Charge started off with a brand new one from I Got Over at Bandcamp.com. Here's another brand new one for you, Boston's Face First. This is a Facebook find. I found Boston's Face First. Get it over at Bandcamp, of course. They're gonna do Eyes of Grievance off their demo 2.
SpongeBob. Go along.
Oh, you were a linebacker, Dad.
One day we did it all. Played both ways.
Yeah, that means something different nowadays, Dad.
Sweater. You can take it out of my pay if you want.
It's okay.
Geez, you're real nice. If I didn't have puke breath, I'd kiss you.
Past few weeks, but did you see? I always try to entertain myself with, yeah, you know, you have to watch CNN and Fox News and all the other bullshit stations to get a fair shake if you truly are a punk. I try to entertain CNN, and literally all it does is piss me off. They started talking about the fourth wave. We're fearing the fourth wave of COVID, even though almost all of us are going to be vaccinated if we choose to be or not to be in the next couple months. Whoa. We just closed that out with Gutter Mouth. Of course, they did Reggae Man because, you know, we like to cool it down around here. So whatever that was off of the album formerly known as a full-length LP, 1989, 88, I forget. A Global Threat before that did American Culture off of The Kids Will Revolt Against All Authority, 7-inch, 1998. Scum Ray before that did Killing Without Weapon off of their demo tape, 2012. Pissed Off, another Pissed Off Records release, That was 67, Pissed Off Record 67. Primer Regimen did Mentiras off of their Ultimo Testamento 2018, and Face First started that one out. We're going to close it off with a brand new one I found at Bandcamp.com. This is Bristol, UK's El Chapo. They're going to do Suffer off of Rise and Grind. Yep. Till next time. Anarchy! How's that working out for you?
A grim note of impending tragedy.
See you in a bit.